We need to think of an intro. Everybody has an intro, so we have to think of something. Have you ever seen when they talk the intro? They're like and subscribe to the video. Yeah, just fucking like it. And it's like, golly.
Damn, he's on you.
Yeah, he was calm. The crazy thing is, he was calm 30 minutes before, like, recording or anything. He was just sitting here chilling like a villain, and now he's going to act up.
As soon as we click record, he's going to be on it.
Yeah, he's like, oh, got to be the star.
He's trying to grab the mic. So I like...
Hey, bud.
I got him. I'm biting my hand.
You want to talk? It came back.
Do you think you could have done anything better in the last game?
Oh, man.
Who does he remind you of in interviews?
Dude, he reminds me of... Remember, I don't know if you knew this, but there was a weird, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, where they were interviewing Sheldon Benjamin... Okay. For about anything, and his whole gimmick was just to stare at the camera and look lost. And I swear, I thought there was going to be an angle, and it's like 2 months later in WWE, they just never addressed it. I was like, they made Sheldon Benjamin look mute for like two weeks or 3 weeks and nothing.
What kind of questions were they asking him?
Dude, they were like, were you going to throw yourself into the 24/7 belt? Do you think this? And no joke, the whole time he's looking lost and just not answering anything and looking at the camera, looking away lost, looking at the camera, looking away lost. Is that you?
Do you think you're ready for the championship series?
Oh, man.
All right, guys, so we're just going to go into this. We're going to call this the Now We're Dads podcast. We're here in our set, kind of budget right now with what we have going on.
Yeah.
We're going to be holding our mics until we can understand, get a better setup. We might even re-record this because I keep stumbling over my words.
Same.
But appreciate you guys coming by. This is this podcast is going to be mostly about a bunch of young dads who still think they're cool.
Yeah, hanging in there.
We're hanging in there. I think we're cool. We have a bunch of us, though.
Yeah, no, there's a group of us.
A lot of us kind of became dads around the same time.
Some are becoming dads still.
Yeah, because like, they have a couple who are on the way. And we got some old heads.
Yeah.
Like Matt.
Yep. He's been in the game a little bit longer. He's a little seasoned.
He's been in the game. Every time we were going through something, he was the first person I'd call.
Yeah, same. I would talk to him at work about, like, little things that he was going through. And he's like, it's probably just this. And he was, like, 99% correct.
Yeah. But I would say his experience is a bit skewed. And we're going to have him on.
Yeah.
I already talked to him, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to have him on sometime to kind of go over it, but... This guy's married, 3 kids, and he was our mentor.
Yeah,
I'm not married.
Nope. I used to be married.
Used to. Should we go over to that?
No, that could be a later date.
That's a dad conversation.
That's a dad conversation
for sure. Okay.
Because man, was that a roller coaster of my life? Like at that time.
Yeah, we're gonna be talking about just our lives and our boys' lives and.
Obviously, I have one of them with me right now.
Yeah. One of how many?
Five, technically.
Five.
And I have my, obviously, I've took care of my 3 nephews for a while, too. So
okay.
I have.
So how many in the house?
Total of eight.
Eight?
Eight.
Okay. So you got, not only do you have your starting five.
Nope.
You've got your sixth man.
You got my sixth man and the two substitutes.
You're ready for a full game.
Oh, dude, you best believe it.
I think you have more kids than certain teams use in rotation.
Dude, oh, yeah, no, for sure. Right now, we can almost run full court. I just need two more, and then we'll be full court. you trying to show up? Why do you become bashful?
Do you think your siblings can guard you? Tell me they look like LaMelo. He can't guard me. He can't guard me. Put the camera on him. He for sure can't guard me.
Dude, he's going to be my star, I think. He's the one that carries my name, obviously, so he's going to have the most athletic ability out of all of them. That's just how it works.
The others, forget about them already. Listen, this last one here?
This is it. This is my meal ticket.
This is the MJ of the group?
Yeah. Oh, man. This has been a great. He's been great, though, obviously.
Sure. How old is he now?
He's 1 year and 4 months.
You do the math?
No, I recently said it randomly, and my girlfriend agreed, and then I did the math afterwards, and I was like, oh, I nailed it. It was on the 1st of this month, and I was like, oh, that was sweet. If actually, I said it yesterday, I would have been wrong.
Was he 16 months? I think the math 16, checks out.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your problem? When's his birthday again?
August 1st. August. Shares the same birthday month as his father as well. Most athletic ability.
Who's his father?
That one's me. That one is me.
I thought we're still determined on that.
No. This one has unfortunately probably been confirmed. He acts too much like me.
Yeah, but where does his blonde hair come from?
That's a good question. I'll be honest with you.
Just that question.
When I was young, I had blonde hair. I went through that change as a teenager, and for some reason, my hair went brown and never came back.
Okay.
And then my girlfriend, Shatai, obviously.
Girlfriend,
fiance. Fiance.
Those are two different things.
They are two different things.
All right, so we're going to make sure this gets posted. editing that out.
we're editing that one because I do not want to live with the consequences of saying girlfriend.
You guys don't understand. I was there at the proposal.
Yeah.
She is definitely his fiance.
100%.
She said yes. It was a very magical moment.
Yeah, and remember, if she didn't say yes, the girl next to her legit said, say yes, if you don't, I will. So I was getting engaged that day no matter what.
If you don't want it, the next girl's going to be moving on me. Yeah. So you better lock me down now.
When she yelled that was one of the funniest moments. You know, we could talk about that, though.
I think it's in the video, right? Can you hear it in the video?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could probably hear it in the video.
All right, we're gonna edit that out. We're gonna post that at some point. You're going to hear the next girl asking him.
Legit, it's yelling out, you better say yes, if you don't, I will. That girl broke my concentration so bad that I was like, focus.
This guy was locked in.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He sang the most beautiful song to her.
Yep.
In front of a lot of people. He has a voice of an angel.
That's far-fetched.
No,
that is super far-fetched.
They've called him the songbird of our generation.
Oh, no. I sing solo. Solo, no one can hear me.
Really, I try my best. Sang in front of a lot of people that day.
That day, I had enough liquid courage in me to try to get up there.
I was with you. I think you only had one beer.
I had a beer and two shots.
I didn't see the shots.
No, you came a little bit after us. So I had to get a little bit. And the funny thing is that whole day was crazy. That knowing that I was going to do that, because we'll do a little shout out to the great bar we went to. There's a bar in Lakewood called Corky's Place.
Great bar.
Great karaoke bar. So great that's karaoke. Where me and Shatai had our first ever date. Because
that was the first date.
First ever date. On that day, or not on that day. That's when I asked her out on that day 3 years ago. But
so you try to time it up.
Yeah, I was trying to time it up so I can remember one date.
It's just and logistical reasons.
And being a little romantic, a little bit, just a little bit.
No. You already said why. Babe, it's already tough enough with the anniversary and your birthday. What else do you want to expect?
And 8 kids. Like, what do you mean? I got to remember a whole bunch of birthdays. So, no.
I'm trying to sync this up.
So I synced it up pretty well. We were at Corky's place, obviously.
Yeah.
So I go try to get another drink for us. And at that time, I was like, I'm going to put my name in the thing. Yeah. So while I'm ordering a drink.
At that point, I was there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And a guy slid in, tried to talk to my girl while I was there.
I was there. I talked to her. I stood there the whole time.
Yep.
I was playing some defense.
So I was talking to the bartender and trying to get our drinks while I was like, hey, can I sing and sing the song? Because I'm going to ask my girlfriend to marry me. The girl laughed at me. She was like, that's funny. And then I busted out the ring. And when I busted out the ring, her whole face went from to, oh, my God, yes, let me help you. So I'm going to order the drinks. Didn't even get the drinks off.
I'm standing on business, okay?
She comes back to me 5 seconds later. 5 seconds later, she goes, you're the next song. I go, wait, I didn't get my drink. And I legit was like, oh, gotta abort mission, go up front. So I went up front, put my initials because I didn't want her to see my name up top. And no, like,
did
wait.
Did it not say your name?
No, it just said SB.
When you're at this place, they show who's next singing up. They'll show your name. And I guess I didn't realize that your name wasn't there.
No. Because okay. I got thrown straight to the top, and I put my initials SB.
You know how hard it is to skip the line at Corky's?
Oh, my gosh. It's the one of the busiest bars you could probably go to.
When you're signing up, you're what's the average rate? Like an hour and a half, 2 hours?
2-3 hours. So, like, let's say you sign up. Like, when I signed up, it was 12 o'clock because that was going.
You wouldn't have been singing until 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
I would have been singing at 2, 3 o'clock closing time around. And then if I'm lucky. I actually get called.
Sure, if everyone else, you know, keeps the pace up.
Yes. So, but that day, because I told them, she skipped 50, 60 people to get me up there at the top.
Crazy.
And then I did it. I got nervous, asked the stranger, because the dude was like, I love this song. I said, cool, now you get to sing it with me.
Which, again, you guys will see. We'll get that I'm actually happy I got that footage.
Dude, such good footage. We're going to post that. That was such a good footage.
Yeah, some random guy just joined in.
Oh, because I said so. I told him, I said, get up here. Because I knew I was going to break at some point. Because I sang the song Marry Me by Jason Derulo. I didn't do the Bruno Mars one. Most people do that one. So I tried to be a little different.
A little bit different.
So
it was magical.
It was. I felt it.
I almost said yes. And I was behind the camera.
I'm telling you. I felt good about it. I felt good about it.
You were feeling yourself too much because there were some other girls who just like slid right in front of you.
Dude, the whole time.
You guys will see.
Did you see me keep looking them off? Like, no, I'm talking to her, not you.
Well, because I tried pushing her forward.
Yeah, but no, she wasn't going.
She forward, like, hey, like, step forward. She's like, no, we're not doing this. I was like, what are you? No, step forward.
Because she honestly didn't know what I was doing. She just thought I was singing, and that was the surprise. And I was like, are you kidding me?
You're right, it didn't sink in.
It didn't.
Even after you showed her the ring, it took her like, it had to have been like at least 7 hours before she realized it. Dude. And I'm not disrespecting. No. She's going to see this. I'm not disrespecting. Everyone I showed the video to, they're like, is she okay? Because you stood staring for quite a while.
She dead stared at me and I'm on my knee like, all right. Okay, the song's about to end. And if you don't answer now,
I'm going to leave.
It's going to look real awkward and I just got to stand up and go.
I'm just going to leave you. I don't know how you're going to get home. This is it. I put it all on the line. I don't care about the kid we have together. It's done.
It's done. Because, dude, that would have been the most awkward situation.
Especially because I'm recording it.
Oh, dude. And can you imagine the song end and the guy's still on his knee and she's just dead staring at him? Not crying, not like jumping up and down, just straight dead stare. Like,
stop.
Like, what?
Stop.
What We're are you doing? Why are you trying? What are you doing right now?
Just because we have a kid doesn't mean I love you.
Yeah. Dude, the whole time I'm like, it's a for sure yes. It's a for sure yes. It's a for sure yes. And then about like 15 seconds into on my knee, I was like, is this a no? Like,
he's not even over exaggerating. It was about 15, 16. 20 seconds at least.
Enough where a woman yelled out, like I said next to me, saying, you better say yes, because if you don't, I will.
There was another girl, like, and you'll see. I'm telling you, you had like a couple Thorthas, like right in front of you.
That's what I said.
They were blocking the whole view, took up half the shot. I mean.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God.
I had to try to angle the camera better to get you.
Dude, my favorite part is I'll turn, and they would try to turn with me, and I'm like, stop it. Like,
I'm talking to her.
Yeah.
And I was trying to help you out, man. She just would not budge forward.
No, and I'm telling you, if there was a moment where the girl I thought was going to get on stage, and I was like, no, bitch, no. I'm just kidding.
He says on stage. There's no stage. You're the same level.
Yeah, you're same level. But there's a clear tape line.
There's some tape on the floor. You stay on that side. I'm on this side. Is there tape?
There is tape, but I think it's to hold down the cords. But it looks like the stage. Okay, that's the stage line. I think it's universally accepted. Oh man.
So yeah, then he gets down.
Yep, get down on one knee. I finally get that wonderful. I was practicing getting that ring out because I was wearing a jacket and it was getting snagged every once in a while. So I said, I better perfect this. So I get on my knee.
How did you practice this?
About like, no joke, probably 12, 13 times before doing it. Like even at the bar, I was like pulling out my pocket because my biggest fear was like, will you? And then like fumble around back there, like get it out. Because I wanted it to be a surprise. Like I generally wanted her to be surprised and it worked. So I pulled that thing out super smooth, dude. That thing was out in seconds. It was like,
pow. You did have it smooth.
Oh, dude, it came out super smooth. Like, I'm far from a smooth person. Like, smooth talking, smooth moving. I would say I'm more jerky. But that was a smooth moment and got it out. I'm twitchy.
Spazzy.
I would say on the spaz side, but that day it was super smooth. Came out smooth. Got the words out smooth. No, he's fighting me. Like, this is a Royal Rumble match right now.
Hey, one day you're going to appreciate this story.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on it?
Well, he does the same thing every time. Golly, I didn't know that you were a part of this queue.
He's camera shy.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, I got it out smooth.
He's staring at me. What's up, man?
What's that noise?
Oh, that's my mini fridge.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. We got some cold beverages later.
But he said we're gonna record a podcast. I came for the beers.
Yes. This was an extra thing. This was thrown at me at this last second. No. But I got it all smooth. She said, it took forever, but she said yes. We had a good celebration. And then the girl was like, the dude that I was singing with didn't know anything about it because he doesn't even know me.
Yeah, he came on last minute.
Oh, dude. When he saw that I was asking her to marry me, he's like, it's my birthday. So he was excited that I was celebrating something while he was celebrating something.
Yeah, I know you guys got something going on, but it's my birthday. Dude,
he was so excited. He was a good guy, he was man. Cool, he was a cool dude. And then the one lady that said she would say yes. No, I didn't talk to him much after. I was like, thank you, man. He was like, thank you. It's my birthday. And I was like, I heard you.
He's going to remember his birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely changed his life, too. changed it forever. Even then, that one girl that said, if you don't say yes, I will. She went up to my girl and was like, that was so cute. Da 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 da. I'm gonna do a song. It's a breakup song, but it's for you guys. I was like, Jesus. I was like, we better get out of here. They're wishing some bad voodoo on us.
She said it's a breakup song.
But
it's for you guys. But
it's for you guys. And I was like,
You see, this goes back to what she said before.
Oh yeah, no, she wanted me. I didn't know that. Didn't know that at the time, but started getting some clues. There were some clues given.
Why doesn't my man sing for me like that?
Yeah, dude, she brought up her boyfriend, and, like, I went to talk to him for a second, and that guy didn't have a personality. So I was like, I came to the realization, what's going on now?
Like, you probably broke up a few couples that
dude,
night.
Dude, I think that guy was an NPC. Like, I'm pretty sure there was nothing upstairs.
On the way home, wow, that was nice. I wish I could have something like that.
Yeah, and that dude was like, I took an arrow at the knee of the Helgen. Like, that dude doesn't ever smart. Oh yeah,
took an arrow at the knee means getting married.
Well,
to exactly what she.
That's
wants.
Exactly. You know what? I used the wrong line, but it's the NPC.
Yeah. How do you feel?
Just anytime he starts to cry like that, I'm just gonna put the mic in his face.
How do you like the set today? Yeah, I agree. For sure. I concur.
Golly, he's cute.
Yeah. He looked a lot more like you when he first came out, when his head wasn't as developed.
Yeah. The more he develops, the more he looks less like me, which is cool. It's cool. I'm not hurt. You're hurt.
We might want more of his mom in him.
Yeah. But he definitely has, I think, my hair.
Yeah.
Has my ears, has a couple things that are, I could tell. My skin color. Because his mom is not white, if you did not know. His mom is Hispanic and has definitely...
Yeah, so we have a half Puerto Rican and a half Greek baby here.
Yes, exactly. Oh, man.
Why are you looking at me like that?
He's like, you talking about me? Hey, bro, sit back.
He's chilling. But, yeah, as you guys can see, this is, I don't really know where to go from.
No, me either. But I know something we could definitely talk about. Obviously, you were gone last week. We had to do this podcast a little bit later.
Yeah. First episode got delayed because of my vacation.
Vacation. How do you earn a vacation from a podcast that we didn't even start yet? I don't know how that's even possible. Well,
yeah. Let's say we have other jobs.
Other jobs we do. We do.
For years.
Are you sure? No. I'm pretty sure this is from day one. It's been like this.
We have other jobs that have worked, where we work very hard at,
yes,
to earn vacations.
Yes, yes.
So yes, last week I was in Atlanta.
ATL.
It was. I almost didn't come back. I'm not gonna lie. If it wasn't for my daughter living 7 minutes down the road from me, I may not have returned.
Okay. So I'm assuming it was a good vacation then.
It was. It was probably outside of my daughter, the greatest 5 days of my life.
5 days. That's a good vacation though. That's honestly stepping away, recouping and all that.
No, I was tired. There was no recouping.
You said I did.
I
did more work in ATL than I did in Cleveland, Ohio.
So let me start off with Friday was just obviously Thanksgiving. It was Thanksgiving here at my grandma's house. Woke up early on Black Friday. I was up at 5 a.m. to be at work at 5:30 in the morning. And had to dip out early so I can catch my flight to make it out to Atlanta. And I made it there by like 5 in the afternoon. And I don't know if you guys...
So wait, did you have Black Friday off?
No, I worked.
Oh, okay.
I worked at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay. And, we're the department managers now. Or you are now.
Now? For the last five years?
5 years. Yeah. But last time I worked Black Friday, no? I forgot that could open.
Yeah. So
that's a rare moment.
Yeah. So I opened, was there at 5:30 in the morning, and just so I can leave early to catch my flight. Luckily, I had a direct flight there. It was only like a 2-hour flight. Very easy. Went through Frontier. Had to pack a light bag.
Yep.
I had two people next to me complaining that Frontier was charging extra for bags.
Dude,
I'm not gonna lie. To be fair, their instructions are on the website.
But aren't they in a lawsuit right now? I think like them and a couple other people are in a lawsuit because they're paying people to pick out bags that don't meet their requirements so they could charge them extra. And they're paying people extra to seek it out, which right now I want to say is they're willing to get the lawsuit.
To be fair, what's illegal about that?
You're pretty much like
that's your
targeting people. You're trying to pay people incentive to target specific other people.
You're paying your employees
extra for it.
To catch more bags.
Yes, that don't fit their guidelines. So they can, like, they're paying them like 20, 30, 40 bucks per bag or whatever it is. And they're causing people to miss flights and all that.
I mean, how do you feel about this bag issue?
He's on cue, bro.
Okay, so, I mean, I 100% agree that's annoying and stupid. But, yeah, I don't like it either. But I'm curious as to how it's illegal.
I think it's just bad practice or something like that is what you're going after.
Yeah, I mean, it's maybe not good marketing.
Horrible marketing.
I mean, I'm not a lawyer.
Why are you fighting me today, bud?
You good, man?
I was trying to get him to bed before we started, and he ain't going.
Take a break?
Maybe.
All right, we're gonna take a quick message from these sponsors. Guys can see, like, sometimes we're gonna have to be recording with our kids on the set, and it's just because sometimes we don't have sitters, sometimes it's our turn to watch them, and that's the whole point of being dads. Like, we're trying to do something big or something that we think might be able to change our lives, and we got little man's here, we got to keep busy, keep occupied, but he's cool, he's chilling, he's hanging with us, he's one of the boys.
He's a good kid generally. But he does obviously get a little antsy when sitting down. So
yeah, of course. And I don't blame him. It's been here for a little bit, but he's got some entertainment. We walked him around.
Watching his favorite movie, Trolls.
Watching Trolls.
Yeah, that's his favorite. That's his favorite. It's not even close. This movie is what I have to play every day, every night, every morning, every midday.
It always gets to me, like, what makes kids so attached to, like, a specific show or specific art style. because my daughter only wants a few shows. Like Dora is one. She knows them immediately. As soon as you hear the theme song, she's running towards the TV. The next one would be like Mickey Mouse Playhouse. She loves a lot. And we have also like on YouTube, we watch a show called Miss Nena. You heard of Miss Nena?
Yeah, isn't that the Spanish Miss Rachel pretty much?
I'm sure she may not want to be called that.
but it's similar. Yeah. It's under the same genre.
To be fair, that's how I describe her to anyone who isn't Spanish. You know Miss Rachel? Yeah. Spanish version
of Miss Rachel. there was a market. She seen it and filled it.
Miss Nena, if you ever do watch this, please, we mean no disrespect. No. You helped my daughter through a lot of nights. When we wanted her to stop crying, you were there. Thank you very much.
And no disrespect to Miss Rachel either. Obviously, this little guy.
I personally wanted really to disrespect Miss Rachel.
No, this little guy loves Miss Rachel.
He loves Miss Rachel?
He does, yeah.
You don't put Miss Nena on?
No.
Doesn't Shatai speak Spanish?
Yeah, but he gravitates to Miss Rachel. I don't know why. Maybe it's because, like...
It's the Greek in him. Is he eating?
Yeah, he's eating the paper towel. Life goes on. He'll be all right. He'll digest that. His fans. I try to hold it tighter so he can't rip anymore, but... a couple of fibers in his number two won't be a problem.
He's going to town. I got some snacks upstairs.
Yeah, he don't care.
Teethers?
Yeah, I got some too, but...
this is what he's happy with?
This is what he's happy with, so I'm not going to judge him.
He's watching Trolls right now. This man's in a good mood.
Yeah, he loves Trolls. I for some reason, he just absolutely... And I thought it was because of music, but...
There's no music. You have it on silent right now.
I have it on silent, and he knows exactly what part it is. Hmm. And truthfully, I tried other shows that play music and are like a... it's not claymation, but it's kind of like that.
Okay.
And he's just not into it. He knows generally trolls. Likes trolls. Yeah.
He said, run me my trolls.
Yep. And the part where he screams, he's like, ah, he'll scream it. He'll go, ah, with them. And it makes me laugh.
It's awesome.
It is. He's a cool little guy.
When my daughter's watching Dora, there's a few parts where she reacts to. There's like there's a wizard. I forget the wizard's name. He's like in purple robes. I'm going to have to look him up so I can tell you guys later.
I exactly know who you're talking about, but I don't know his
name. It's with an M or something. I used to know it, but I'm like blanking right now as we're on the cast, and I don't have the means to look it up. But the moment she sees this wizard like pop up on screen, she starts to – Mago, I think his name is? I don't know. I have to look it up. But she starts to cry immediately. Like he's on set. She cries. She does not want him there.
But he's not a bad guy.
She doesn't care.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, she doesn't care. Get him off the screen. I'll be sitting down. I'll be watching my own show, like on my phone, as I'm sitting in the same room with her, hanging out. Or this is her time to kind of run around and play, but I'm still next to her, making sure she's safe. And I'll just hear her crying. I'm like, "What happened? What happened?" I'm looking. I'm like, "Oh, she's fine. It's just the wizard." Yeah. I gotta go fast forward through this, or else she will just keep crying.
Really?
Yeah, it's like real serious. She takes it personally.
She's like, "How?" Hold am I with this guy on my screen?
It's actually kind of concerning. Like she has like some trauma with some wizards. But I'm like, you're only almost two.
Man, were you having a cadaver in your...
Magic man. That guy's a jerk. Yeah, that guy's a jerk. I would hate him too. Yeah, I get it. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna let her do her thing. You know something that I'm not really too happy with her recently. Speaking of jerks, from the living room to her room, you know I've got like bifold doors,
yeah,
rather than like an actual door. That's just how the house came, and she has learned how to. Bro, we're in the middle of something right now.
And Brozone just came on, so come on, bro. This is your favorite spot.
So, yeah, we've got bifold doors, and she's learning. Not learning. She's been doing this for months now. She knows how to open and close these doors by herself, right? Want to give him a snack?
No. Maybe. I might get some. What's his problem?
Yeah, we can edit this out.
Wait. I'll be right back. Okay, let's go, homie. Let's grab something.
All right, so while he's gone, I'm going to talk about the set here. We got a... We put some work into this. To be honest, the set has nothing to do with being dads. This is just this is just stuff that we're into. And we got
Got some Pokemon, some anime in the background. We got some video games, as you guys see the wall of games here. And I don't know, maybe in the future we'll go over some of the stuff that we have, some of the things that we're going to maybe show in the future. I'm not too sure, but this is going to change over time. But right now I'm pretty happy with how it looks as a first episode. So I appreciate you guys stopping by. Let me plug myself now. This is going to be the first time I'm ever going to plug myself. Check us out on Spotify, Apple Music, and on YouTube. If you're watching the video version, please comment and like down below. If you're watching on Spotify and Apple, please rate the show 5 stars. He is tipping the camera. He tipped the tripod. I don't even know if it's all centered and shot right now. But we're
hey,
gonna
to... do you have any, like... things he can snack on, because I just have this yogurt thing now.
Yeah, you know, I got some teethers. It's going to be a lot better that way. Okay, give me 1 second.
I was like, unfortunately, I got yogurt, and that's it.
All right. And we are back. Thank you guys for bearing with us. Again, this is a set with children.
Yes, one right now.
One right now, but it could expand in the future. Sometimes there'll be no children. Sometimes we'll have children, and that's just we're going to have to roll with it. Cause,
yeah, just part of our life. Unfortunately, sometimes. Yeah, yeah.
From what I hear, we're dads now.
Yes.
You get it? You said the name of the... Yeah, no.
Oh, man.
So thank you for bearing with us. Like I said, if you're listening on the audio versions on Spotify and Apple Music, please rate the show 5 stars if you fuck with the content. Or not, it's fine. We appreciate whatever criticisms you guys may have. And if you're watching the video versions on YouTube, please comment and like down below and tell us what you guys are thinking. We want to hear what you guys think, maybe improve the background a bit more, or just what we want to talk about,
or what game you might want in the background.
Yeah, right now we got NBA Streets 2. EA, please bring back the series.
Please. If anything, this would be the great... If my podcast does anything, let this happen. Let it bring back a couple good game series like Streets.
Please, the Streets, NBA and NFL need to come back.
Oh.
And while we're at it, let's talk to... I think that's EA. Let's talk to Midway. Is Midway for Slugfest? MLB Slugfest?
Yeah.
Is
Midway even around anymore?
I can actually answer that question right away if I can find
it real quick.
MLB... Yeah, Midway Sports. I don't know who owns this license anymore.
Bring it back.
Can you bring back Slugfest? These games are also great.
Yeah. Heating up.
So we were talking about what kind of show. Oh, what my daughter was doing.
Yes.
Okay, so my daughter is starting to open and close the doors that we have, because I have some bifold doors coming from the living room to her bedroom. And I block off a little, when I'm hanging out with her, I got to block off a little section so she can run between the two rooms. And I'm with her the entire time. She's all good, right? But since she's learned how to close the door, what she does now is she'll run into her room and she'll close the door behind her as for me to not see what's going on.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
kind of like she's, my daughter's not even 2 years old yet. Yeah, she turns 2 in like 2 months. So it's 22 months or old right now or whatever. I'm not going to do the math after 2. As soon as she turns 2, that's just what it is.
It starts being like kids, 2.5.
Two and a half. I don't know. 2 and some change.
She's 48 months.
Nah.
No. No, it stops at 2.
Too much math there. So what she did the other day was, so I don't let her have like the remote to the TV because she likes to press buttons when I am watching my shows and likes to change it. And also she's at that stage where she just likes to put a bunch of stuff in her mouth. Like whatever she's grabbing, you got to watch her or else she's going to, you know how these kids are.
Yeah.
And so she's taking all of her toys I'll disinfect after having her. But I'm not disinfecting the remote every single time. So I just try to hide it. But a couple of times I'll get up from the couch. I forget it's sitting there. Right. He's chilling. He likes his snack. Watch it, because he likes the snacks, too, so he might try to... Hey, how do you enjoy the snack? He's like, why are you asking me these questions, gang? So the other day she grabbed the remote. She took off to the room. I looked away for 2 seconds. I went to grab a drink of water from the fridge, so I stepped over the barrier. I opened the fridge. I grabbed a drink of water. I looked back. The remote was gone, and I heard a... She ran, grabbed the remote, ran to her room, closed the door because she knew that she's not allowed to have the remote. I was just like, whose house do you think you're in right now? Like, you don't own shit. What are you talking about?
She's running it, man.
No. She thinks watch him. He's trying to grab he bit it from, he's sharing it. They're going back and forth. Yeah.
Don't share, bud. Gosh.
Yeah, he'll eat him. I have to watch him because he'll grab him out of my daughter's hands a lot of times. Yeah, yeah.
He's Swiper.
Oh, he's. No, I got his costume from now on. Fucking Swiper, man. Chill out. Hey, you don't gotta grab food from baby's hands.
Dude, it's like taking candy from a baby. Yeah.
This is light work. This is light work.
Oh, man.
The big ones, they're always too clever for me. This guy here.
He's fighting me right now.
So, I'm not getting it, man. So we're heading into the twos, and actually someone told me recently that the terrible twos is a myth.
What's worse, the stage we're in now?
The threes.
Oh, no.
They call them three-nagers.
No.
Are you good, fam?
I love three. I love the three.
Did you want more snacks?
Like, that's one of my favorite.
Is there more there?
Yeah. He don't want it, though.
You don't want it?
He gets crumbling them.
I'll come up with another one.
Maybe he did eat it.
Yeah, I think he still has it.
Maybe he did. Maybe. My bad.
He just wants more. I'll come up with another one.
You caught me lacking.
We got him. We can afford teethers. We can afford some.
You speak for yourself. No, just kidding. Oh, man.
He's rubbing them together like he's going to start a fire.
Oh, God. Maybe therapies.
That's why I hand him a piece at a time.
I got the third piece. Okay, I got the second piece.
Okay, you got... Cool. Okay, now he's going to get all the pieces. Did you want one?
No, he's kind of crunching in my hand.
So, this is our set, guys.
Oh, man. It's
so,
amazing.
I was just...
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm just kind of confused now as to, like, what I'm looking forward to. Because... she's already giving me attitude, you know. So, like, I had to call her mom and say, hey, come get your daughter. I'm done with her.
She's like,
that's your daughter. And now we just fighting over who has ownership.
Yeah.
Because when she's acting like that, none of us want to claim her.
Yeah, when she's all cute and cuddly and super nice.
Yeah. After
like,
she naps.
That's my daughter.
Right after she naps. That's my homie. Any other time, I'm like, I don't know about her.
I don't know about
it. I don't know. I'm sure we might have grabbed the wrong baby from the hospital, to be honest.
No.
She don't even look like me, for real.
I think she does. I think she has definitely characteristics of you, for sure.
From what I hear, is my family says she looks like me, and her family says she looks like her. So I think everyone just wants to win that.
Yeah, I think so. My family confidently says he doesn't look like me.
They're hoping she looks like her.
Yeah.
He looks like her.
Yep, we're all in agreement almost on that one. We're just trying to give them away. We know if things go bad.
I know where the fire station is.
Mm-hmm.
You think they might return them?
Maybe. To the other Greek guy.
They drop him off at Gyro George. We figured he belonged to you.
Like, it has to be one of yours. Like, I don't know.
One of yours is crazy.
What are you doing?
You good, fam?
He's just being weird. He's a weird kid, man.
Hey, man. This is what keeps us alive. This is what keeps us sane but insane at the same time. You guys get it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were talking about Atlanta before.
Yes, let's get back to the Atlanta, the ATL, where the Hawks and the Braves play.
Yeah, so speaking of which, so I was saying how I was landing at I landed about 5:20-ish. Around that time, right?
And that's a huge, huge airport.
Yeah, so before I even get to the airport, I got a whole story about that. As we're landing, our pilot... Here, let's get him taken care of.
He ain't listening.
I wasn't going to take another break.
No. I want to get these done. Why are you up?
Want to try napping him?
I'm trying. He ain't working. You got milk?
No. I haven't had milk in a minute. And we're back to the Now We're Dads podcast. Thank you guys for sticking with us for some, let's call it technical difficulties. We got him set up now. Maybe we'll get a little picture of how we got him set up watching some he's watching some trolls. You might hear him from time to time talking.
I hope not. Please don't pick up his voice.
And we pick up his voice, it's just, it is what it is. I'm not worried about it.
Gotcha.
Plus, we're advertising that we're dads here. And
perfect advertisement.
This is exactly what we deal with. This is how it goes. I was trying to do some laundry earlier, and the way she looked at me when I didn't grab her, when I was like, I walked next to her and grabbed my basket, and she followed me the entire way to put her arms up. I was like, I promise you don't want to go where I'm putting these clothes.
You do not.
I will.
You think about it, you're like,
they may not let you come back with me. I'm just, this is separate places. So, good times. All right, where were we before?
So, Atlanta, before Atlanta. You landed.
All right.
He just
I don't know if you guys can hear him, but he's screeching in the background.
Oh my! He just doesn't want to hear about Atlanta.
He's tired of Atlanta.
He's like, I'm about the CLE. It's so,
216, baby.
216 till the day I die.
So yeah, so I landed in Atlanta. Like I said, about 5:20, and it was like soon as I was sitting next to a Cavs fan next to me, she was decked out in Cavs gear. So we're talking about the team, and obviously we're doing really good this year. So. We're able to have some hope, and we're landing in Atlanta, so we're talking about the game, and we lost the night before, and so the whole game we were in the air, we had no clue what's going on. We land with 2 minutes left in the game. I was able to look up the score right before, and see that we're down like 13 points. And it's like all right, it's kind of the end of our game, right? We've been dominating the Eastern Conference, but for some reason Atlanta's been our kryptonite 2 games in a row. Right, but it's all right. We're not disappointed. Our season's going really well. We're good, right? I'm just gonna keep it pushing. But before we even land, as soon as we landed, our pilot came on the loudspeaker and it was like, "All right, guys, I know you guys came from Cleveland. Just wanted you guys to know that we just beat you guys." And I'm like, "What?
What an insult!
Why are we just? He just insulted his entire cabin."
The pilot was he didn't, this is my last day.
He didn't do that in the air. I'll tell you that much.
He was probably nervous. He's like, they could come back.
I don't. Say, we'll break down that door. We don't care if we crash.
Oh, God.
No, to be honest, I don't know if it was the pilot. I was just taking a guess. I was talking to the lady next to me, and we said if it had to be the pilot, because anyone else is catching the smoke as soon as we got off this plane. If it was the pilot, we'll give him a pass. He got us there safely. But anyone else is catching the smoke as soon as we got off that plane.
Why don't you be the co-pilot, the guy that just sits there to make sure the pilot's all right?
Backup pilot?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe he might be the only other pass there. But them flight attendants, they could have got the smoke
any day of the week, for no reason.
Like, just... And they were doing their announcements. They're like, their announcements when you're getting off the plane, like... thank you for flying Frontier. You can place any trash items here when the ladies are walking by. You can give them your trash items, like those Cavs jerseys. And I'm like, man, this guy keeps going in on us.
Golly.
For no reason. I was like, do you not see our record this year?
Yeah, we're significantly
better. This is not the
you.
Year to be dogging us.
We're significantly better than you guys. Significantly.
It's just tough to say that after losing two in a row.
Yep, it's all
right. So, like, let them get their wins right now. Anyways. So we get, regardless of that, it was actually good fun, kind of funny. We get off the plane, ready to go. And leading into what you were saying earlier, Atlanta's airport is massive, guys.
Massive.
It's actually staggering how big it is. I was lost for a good 30, 40 minutes. I didn't know how to leave. And I was asking people, and no one can give me clear instructions. They kept saying, take the train. What train?
Yeah, there's a individual train that goes from station to station.
False.
For them.
There's two trains.
So oh, I didn't know there was
when
two.
When I finally found the train, I took the wrong train. Oh, and it took me the opposite direction.
I didn't know that.
It took me to the other terminals, like just further gates further down. So I took it all the way to the end, like they told me to, realizing, oh, I'm on the opposite end now. So then I had to walk across the aisle and hop on the other train. And finally...
That one took you.
I got lost in there for quite a while. I didn't even know, like, it was a tough one. But finally got out, and I'm not in a bad mood. I was just kind of shocked because Cleveland's airport is nothing like Atlanta's. Like, and I got lost in Cleveland's airport.
Oh, really? Cleveland is a small airport.
He good?
Yeah.
He good. Cool, cool. There's two gates in Cleveland's airport. There's north and south.
Yep, very simple.
I went to north.
Oh, no. All
right, and in retrospect, I've never flown commercial before.
So, okay, so you just went into a entrance.
I saw some TSA. I was like, oh, I got to walk through TSA. I already checked in like they told me to on the app.
Which is great. That saves so much time.
Yeah, yeah. So, chill out, bro.
The only airport I've ever been lost in. I got lost twice. So, when I was going to Hawaii, both times I got lost. We're going to Hawaii. I first, on the way there, landed in Dallas. And Dallas has a huge, huge airport where it's the trolley system and L trains and all that to get to it. It was a layover for only 30 minutes, so I had to get to my terminal like
fast,
ASAP. Yeah. Like, so thank God that there's like 17,000 people that work at that place. So they were just like, turn here, go here.
Was it far?
Yeah, no, it was a good distance. I was jogging. And then when I landed in LAX.
So, yeah, I got lucky because on my way back, I had a layover in Orlando. And my gate that I had to fly out of was like three spots down from where I landed anyways.
Oh, that's so nice.
So I was like, I need to find gate 11. Where am I at? 15? Oh.
I see it.
Oh, there we go. It was pretty easy. I got lucky there. And I had like an hour and a half to actually figure it out. So I had some time. I even went and grabbed a snack and everything. It was cool. But no, I got lost there. And so I'm finally getting off, finally leaving the building. And I call my cousin who's supposed to come pick me up. And my cousin's like, I'm already here. Dope. This is working out. By the time I get out, he's already there. So I'm not having to wait. And so I'm looking. I'm like, hey, I'm here. Where you at? And he's like, oh, I'm at Internationals. He went to the wrong arrivals. And I should have known because, like, just a reference for my family, sometimes we're a bit disorganized. I love my family to death, but sometimes plans don't work out the way that they were originally planned. Yeah, you can hear him. You should definitely be able to hear him on the mics.
I don't know if you can because there's no spikes.
I think we can hear him.
I hear him loud as clear.
So with this beat, man, we'll try to edit it out, but...
Good luck.
Ain't no press about it. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, we're once we do better, we'll be able to afford babysitters.
Yeah, well, I had babysitters. They just don't show up.
Anyways, so... Is he sad?
No, it's just him... He's by himself, so he's like... But then, like, he'll be perfectly fine when I go over there. He's a pain in my butt.
It's because he can't see you?
Yes. But the problem is, I don't have an illustration.
And once again, thank you guys for stopping by to the Now We're Dads podcast. Please check out our social medias, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. You know the deal. If you guys are watching the video version, please like and subscribe down below. And while you're down there, please leave a comment and tell us what you guys think of the show so far. If instead you're on the audio version on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any other platform, please rate the show 5 stars to push us up the algorithm. My name is Nazareth, and I'm joined here with my co-host, Steven. And finally... Now we're dads.